Hello, Daybreak listeners on Audio Boo and online. I'm Russell Bowers. And if you like feisty debate and thought-provoking radio, well, you have a chance to catch that starting on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. You may have heard the 180 before on Friday afternoons here on CBC Radio 1, but it's going to be moving to a new time slot starting September 7th. Jim Brown is the host of the 180, and he joins me from our studio in Calgary, my former home. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Russell.
Well, nice to hear your voice again.
It's been a while.
Yes, it has, at least a couple of months. You know, I remember when the 180 was first being discussed around the plant there in Calgary, and a lot of excitement about the show and a lot of talk about why or how it could be a different show.
Mm-hmm.
Over the, you know, the year or two that you've been doing the 180, what do you think is the difference that it brings to the radio dial?
There's a couple of things. First of all, our approach to stories. If we look at a story that Canadians are talking about, what we try to do is come up with an unexpected point of view or a different angle of attack on that story. So if everyone's saying X, we'll try to find an expert who says, well, maybe X with a little bit of Y, just to sort of shift the conversation a bit, get listeners to open up to different points of view on things that they may think are settled or that in their own mind, at least, they're pretty convinced they know what the right side is. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is simply the fact that we're the only current affairs show on the network that isn't coming out of Toronto. You just naturally get a different point of view from that, just that very basic fact. I mean, things that are contentious points of view here in Calgary are not necessarily going to be contentious points of view in Quebec. You could stand up in St. John's and speak in favor of the seal hunt, and that is not a contentious point of view. But if you stand up in the lower mainland of BC and say the same thing, it is. So just the fact that our show is not coming out of Toronto, I think, just naturally gives it a different perspective on things.
Jim, from the listeners that you've heard from so far, the feedback that you've gotten from them, how prepared are listeners really to have their points of view challenged? Because a lot of people, I mean, their points of view are personal. They're very close to their heart.
And you keep reading that more and more people are seeking out media that reinforce the points of view that they come in with. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we're having a hard time discussing things as a country, because people are really turning towards media that reinforce the points of view they have. So we're really trying to shake that up. And I always say, if anyone listens to an episode of the 180 and agrees with every single opinion they hear, get help. There's something wrong with you. You're not normal.
You've got a bit of a task here. We're moving to a new time slot because obviously we're here to let people know that the 180 is moving to 11 o'clock on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
You're also coming out of a long-established show in the Sunday edition with Michael Enright. What challenges or what opportunities do you see that presenting to a show like the 180 to take advantage of the audience that Michael delivers to you?
Well, we're certainly going to hear from listeners who are missing Michael, I think. Everyone expects that. The good thing is he's still there for 2 hours. It would be much more difficult if we were going in and replacing all of the Sunday editions. So at least Michael is still going to be on the air for 2 hours before us. But you know what it's like. I mean, people form very deep attachments to radio programs and radio voices and radio hosts. It's an intense bond that every listener has with the programs that they love. And whenever anything happens to break that bond, you're going to hear about it. Now, hopefully, after a couple of months, they'll settle into our program and form new bonds, and then whoever replaces us can hear about it. But I'm definitely expecting to hear from a lot of Michael Enright fans over the first little while. As I say, we're very fortunate that we're not replacing him, just adding to what he's doing.
Well, what do you think that time slot on Sunday morning can do for the show that perhaps you wouldn't have been able to achieve in the other time slot you've been in?
People have more time on Sunday morning. Just the basic fact that they're generally not rushing somewhere. So I think they can sit down and listen to a longer interview, to a 12 or 13 minute interview, rather than, you know, what they would hear on a morning program, maybe 5 or 6 minutes. So I think they have time for a longer conversation. It allows us to get a little bit more deeply involved in the stories that we're telling, because we don't have to feel that listeners are in a rush and we need to get through our things very quickly to keep them interested. So I think that's a big part of it. We're allowed to be much more fluid and creative in the way that we structure the show. We don't have to make sure that we're doing 2 half hours. We can do one full hour. So that's a nice thing to have right there as well.
Jim Brown, the host of CBC Radio's The 180, moving to its new time slot this Sunday, 11 to 12 on CBC Radio 1. You'll be right between those first 2 hours of the Sunday edition and leading into the Vinyl Cafe with Stuart McLean. And Jim, what's a hint of what's coming up on the show this Sunday?
I was going to say, after you said that, no pressure.
This not Sunday. Only who you're inheriting from, now you got to hand off an audience to Stuart.
I know. I can just imagine the phone call now from Stuart. What did you do with my audience? This Sunday, I'm going to talk to an agricultural economist who is going to try to make the case that if you are really convinced that you want to do something to save the planet, that you want to live an environmentally friendly life, don't go to the farmer's market. Don't buy food from small, organic, local producers. If you really want to save the planet, you should be buying food from intensive, industrial agriculture companies.
Well, that's a bit of a twist, isn't it?
Isn't it?
All right. Well, that's the sort of stuff you can look forward to. Jim Brown, The 180, Sundays at 11 a.m. here on CBC Radio 1. All the best with the new season, Jim.
Good to talk to you, Russell.